It is Friday, not a moment too soon. That means you may be looking for something to do this weekend. With that in mind, let's talk with Amy Diaz. She is the editor of The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays to talk about events going on in the Granite State. Amy joins us by phone this morning due to the weather. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Amy, in your notes, you've listed fire, ice, and birds.
Yes.
Okay, let's start with, well, given the weather, let's start with ice. What have you got here?
Well, so this is Portsmouth's first annual Fire and Ice Festival. It actually started Thursday, and it's running through Monday.
Describe what it is here.
Well, so this started out as something that the Portsmouth Gaslight, restaurant and pub in downtown Portsmouth was doing. I think this is the fourth year they've done this. They have an ice festival with ice sculptures, an ice bar outside, an ice luge to, you know, cool your drinks as the drinks go down the luge. And, you know, the idea was really to have something fun in the middle of February to get people out of the ice bar. That means that you can kind of go outside because there are heaters and fire pits. So you can go outside on the deck, you know, a little bit like you would in summer, not something you normally do on a February night. And this year, the Chamber of Commerce has really helped to expand it to include events all over the downtown.
So you get to walk around downtown Portsmouth and get into different events. Now, an ice bar, that's great, I think, for the adults. But what if you've got kids with you?
Well, so one of the big events is on Sunday. And actually, the woman I spoke to was probably one of the few people you'll talk to this week that was really happy about the snow, because on Sunday at Strawberry Bank, they're having dog sled rides. So this will make it a perfect surface for you to go and get a dog sled ride. This sounds really fun because so the dog sleds can take out 300 pounds of person at a time. So a couple of adults, you know, a whole bunch of kids, and you get a kind of a ride around the Strawberry Bank area. And hey, that doesn't get more winter than that.
Yeah, usually we tell the kids not to saddle up the dog, but this time you can actually go and saddle up the dog.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's going on in Portsmouth this weekend. Now, we mentioned something on the top here about birds. It is the 100th anniversary of the Audubon Society, and they're celebrating this weekend, right?
Yes, so the New Hampshire Audubon is 100 years old, and they're holding their big birthday bash on Saturday at the McLean Center from 10 to 3 p.m., and, you know, really to celebrate their mission and kind of all the work they've done over the last 100 years.
And what are they going to be doing?
Well, so they're going to have a bunch of events. There are going to be indoor things, crafts, puppet shows, storytelling. They're going to have a birthday cake. They actually had a birthday cake decorating competition, and they're going to raffle off the cakes decorated in kind of Audubon themes. And then there's going to be cake to eat, of course. And then the outside portion, and, you know, this kind of, again, perfectly fits with the weather we've had. They're going to have guided snowshoe walks. And actually, snowshoe walks on their trails are something that happen throughout the winter. You can go and just go on your own kind of walk, rent some snowshoes pretty much any day. And you get a chance to see a lot of different things outside that you maybe normally wouldn't, even in the summer. You know, tracks for animals are much easier to see in the snow.
While you were researching this story for the Audubon, you said you found kind of an interesting fact about the Audubon. You obviously, the origins, you're thinking conservation, but there were some other factors in the origin of the Audubon Society, weren't there?
Yes, you know, it really started to protect birds, and there were a lot of birds that were being slaughtered for food, for sport, but then here was the thing that surprised me, for ladies' hats. And apparently ladies' hats really put a dent. Hundreds of thousands of birds a year went into, you know, the feathers decorating ladies' hats, or even little birds themselves. And that was really part of what spurred this conservation effort and had people start Audubon societies.
Who knew that fashion was part of the origin of the Audubon Society? Amy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays to talk about events going on in the Granite State. We'll have more information on both of these events at our website, nhpr.org.